Yes, I do, girl. I do love you. Oh, I love you so much.
Ah, just as Billy came in. Oh, I was trying to wait. Get that high note. That's all right. Billy Stewart. He was born on this day in 1937. And, of course, that's I Do Love You, one of his most famous pieces. Just the man had a way to sing. So we honor him on this day in history, March the 24th. And he was born on this day in 1937. Speaking of 37s, in 1837, which was 77 years ago, this was the day that Canada gave African-descended men the right to vote in Canada on this day in 1837, part of that being a huge push by men and women who ran from America to Canada for freedom, pushing that right to vote. That happened on this day in 1837. In 1854, on this day, Venezuela abolished slavery. And this is also known as World Tuberculosis Day because on this day in 1882, Robert Koch discovered the bacterium responsible for tuberculosis on this day in 1882. And also, as you're listening to this radio right now, that radio signal going out across the world, across the waves, well, the first radio signal transmission in history was made on this day in 1896 by A.S. Popoff. So this is a historical day in the world of radio as well. And on this day in history, in 1976, this is a day that's also known as a day of remembrance and truth for truth and justice in Argentina. This is a day in 1976, the armed forces overthrew the elected government of Isabel Perón and started a dictatorship in that country where thousands were disappeared. Children of the people who were disappeared and killed and murdered in prison were then stolen from families and adopted out. They're now just finding out who their families really are. So in Argentina, this is a day they remember very well. And we remember a day in 1989. This is a day that the Exxon Valdez, that almost 1,000-foot tanker, ran aground in Canada, spilling crude oil across the Prince William Sound in Alaska. It spilled over 200,000 barrels of oil, 11 million gallons of crude oil. It was a five-mile slick, covered 11-mile square area. And it's still there. They're still finding. They're still digging up the muck. There are still places where it's a complete dead zone. And the Supreme Court in 2008, I think I have this date right, made a decision that the Exxon, then ExxonMobil, which was being charged $5.4 billion for the cleanup, they allowed it to go back to just $500 million with an equal amount for interest payments. And many of those people are still suffering, and tens of thousands of a quarter of a million birds were killed. Thousands of sea otters, harbor seals, eagles, killer whales died as a result of the spill, and still the fishing stocks there have not come back. On this day, this is the day that some people remember in 1998, two young kids, Mitchell Johnson and Andrew Golden, 13 and 11 years old respectively, set off a fire alarm in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Making kids run out of school with a open fire, killing their classmates killing a teacher and four fellow students, nine others deeply injured, in Jonesboro. Both of those young men are now out and free. This has caused the stir of the battle over whether juveniles should be charged as adults in America. On this day, this happened. This is the day that Halle Berry won a very controversial Academy Award for her role in Monster Ball. And let's remember one person here before we go into our conversation. This is a day that Dorothy Height was born. Dorothy Height, of course, was president of the National Council of Negro Women. She was born on this day in 1912. She was an incredible person who got into Barnard College. When she got to Barnard College in Columbia, University of New York, they wouldn't let her in because they had an unwritten rule, only two black students be allowed in a year. So she had to not go there. But she went to NYU. She became one of our greatest national leaders, died at the age of 98, served up till that time as a head of the National Council of Negro Women, presidents from Roosevelt on, consulted with her. She started in the 1960s. I remember the 1960s. She began this project in the South where she brought black and white women together to talk about racism throughout the South during the height of the Civil Rights Movement. But this is her birthday. Dorothy Height, who would be 102 years old today. Is that right? Yes. She'd be 102 years old today, but she died 2 years ago in 2010. And let's see, what else happened to say? Well, this is the day that Jules Verne's passed away, of course, a great writer. And one last thing, and then we'll move on. 1980. We talked about this last week when we talked about the Pope's first year in office, Pope Francis. Archbishop Oscar Romero was assassinated, celebrating Mass in San Salvador in 1980. And he was killed by right-wing troops, many of whom were funded by the American government. And it was only till now that this new pope has said he can go on to the road of canonization. Well, that is his day, March the 24th. Let's see our full list of our day in history, including lots of important things we didn't have time to mention. Please visit us at steinershow.org. And, of course, throughout the rest of the day, we will be playing music and other pieces that are important to this day in history. Stay with us. We're coming right back. Brian Sears joins us from the Daily Record as we look at Annapolis.